Good evening. Tonight on Global Crossfire, Pakistan declares maximum terror alert, security necessity or authoritarian power grab. I'm your host and joining us tonight, Dr. Sarah Mitchell, senior policy analyst from Washington, D.C., Professor Katarina Novick, Eastern Europe expert at London Global Policy Institute, Dr. Dmitry Volkov, geopolitics expert at Volga State Institute from Moscow, and Dr. Amara Okonkwo, development policy expert in Nairobi. Dr. Mitchell, Pakistan has implemented sweeping emergency powers following terror threats. Washington's perspective, legitimate counterterrorism or dangerous overreach?
Thank you. Look, Pakistan faces real, credible threats from multiple terror networks. These aren't theoretical dangers. We're talking about groups with proven capabilities and intent. While we always prefer democratic processes, sometimes governments must act decisively to protect civilians. The key is ensuring these measures are temporary, proportionate, and subject to oversight. Pakistan's security directly impacts regional stability and our counterterrorism partnerships.
Dr. Volkov, she says these are necessary security measures. But isn't this exactly how democracies slide into authoritarianism?
Absolutely correct. We've seen this playbook before: create or amplify a crisis, then use emergency powers to consolidate control. Pakistan's military has a long history of manipulating civilian governments. These measures will likely target political opposition, journalists, and civil society, not just terrorists. The West's selective concern about authoritarianism is remarkable, condemning some countries while excusing others based on geopolitical convenience.
But Dr. Volkov, Russia has used similar anti-terrorism rhetoric to justify its own authoritarian measures. Isn't this somewhat hypocritical?
Russia faces genuine security threats and responds accordingly. The difference is we don't pretend to be something we're not while lecturing others about democracy. Pakistan is being pushed toward authoritarianism by the very powers now expressing concern about civil liberties.
Professor Novick, you've studied authoritarian backsliding in Eastern Europe. What parallels do you see here?
The patterns are deeply concerning. Emergency powers, once granted, are rarely fully rescinded. We've seen this in Hungary, Poland, even in established democracies during crises. Pakistan's fragile democratic institutions are particularly vulnerable. The real test isn't whether these measures are initially justified, but whether there are robust mechanisms for oversight, sunset clauses, and genuine parliamentary scrutiny. Without these safeguards, counterterrorism becomes a convenient cover for authoritarian consolidation.
Dr. Okonkwo, what does this look like from Nairobi? How do developing nations view this balance between security and democracy?
Frankly, it looks like more Western hypocrisy. When Kenya faced Al-Shabaab threats, where was this concern about democratic processes? African nations are constantly lectured about human rights while fighting real terrorism with limited resources. Pakistan is being judged by standards never applied consistently. The Global South sees this double standard. Clearly, security measures are necessary when they serve Western interests, authoritarian when they don't.
Dr. Mitchell, she's calling out Western double standards. Dr. Okonkwo says you only care about democracy when it's convenient. Your response?
That's simply false. We've consistently supported democratic institutions globally, including significant aid for governance programs across Africa and Asia. The difference is scale and context. Pakistan's nuclear capabilities and regional influence amplify the stakes exponentially.
Supported? You've supported coups when it suited you, ignored authoritarian allies for decades. Don't lecture us about consistency when your democratic support comes with strings attached and geopolitical calculations.
Every nation makes strategic calculations, but that doesn't negate genuine concerns about democratic backsliding. Pakistan matters because instability there affects millions and could destabilize the entire region.
Rapid fire round, Professor Novick. Will these measures actually make Pakistan safer or less stable?
Less stable. Authoritarian measures often radicalize opposition and drive dissent underground, creating more instability long term.
Dr. Volkov, is this crisis manufactured or genuine?
Likely manufactured or exaggerated. Military establishments always benefit from crisis atmospheres. It justifies their expanded role and budget increases.
Dr. Mitchell, what's America's red line here?
Suspension of elections or systematic persecution of political opposition. We need Pakistan stable but democratic, that serves everyone's interests.
Dr. Okonkwo, should the Global South care about Pakistan's internal politics?
only to reject the patronizing narrative that developing nations can't handle their own security challenges without Western supervision.
Final thoughts, Dr. Mitchell.
Pakistan must prove these measures are temporary and proportionate. The international community will be watching closely.
Professor Novak.
History shows emergency powers are easier to grant than revoke. Pakistan's democracy hangs in the balance.
Dr. Volka.
Another case study in how security becomes the enemy of genuine sovereignty and democratic development.
Dr. Okonkwo.
Let Pakistan chart its own course without the constant chorus of Western disapproval disguised as concern.
Pakistan's crisis tests the limits of democracy under pressure. Tomorrow, China's new trade offensive in Latin America, economic partnership or debt trap diplomacy. Same time, same fight. Good night.